I had no more than stepped out of the shuttle, my first pass, than I realized in part that I had changed. Johnny didn't fit in any longer. Civilian life, I mean. It all seemed amazingly complex and unbelievably untidy. I'm not running down Vancouver. It's a beautiful city in a lovely setting. The people are charming, and they are used to having the MI in town, and they make a trooper welcome. There is a social center for us downtown, where they have dances for us every week, and see to it that junior hostesses are on hand to dance with, and senior hostesses to make sure that a shy boy, me, to my amazement, but you try a few months with nothing female around but Lady Jackrabbits, gets introduced and has a partner's feet to step on. But I didn't go to the social center that first pass. Mostly, I stood around and gawked at beautiful buildings, at display windows filled with all manner of unnecessary things, and not a weapon among them, at all those people running around, or even strolling, doing exactly as they pleased, and no two of them dressed alike. And at girls. Especially at girls. I hadn't realized just how wonderful they were. Look, I've approved of girls from the time I first noticed that the difference was more than just that they dressed differently. So far as I remember, I never did go through that period boys are supposed to go through when they know that girls are different but dislike them. I've always liked girls. But that day I realized that I had long been taking them for granted. Girls are simply wonderful. Just to stand on a corner and watch them going past is delightful. They don't walk, at least not what we do when we walk. I don't know how to describe it, but it's much more complex and utterly delightful. They don't just move their feet. Everything moves and in different directions, and all of it graceful. I might have been standing there yet if a policeman hadn't come by. He sized us up and said, "Howdy, boys. Enjoying yourselves?" I quickly read the ribbons on his chest and was impressed. "Yes, sir." "You don't have to say sir to me. Not much to do here. Why don't you go to the hospitality center?" He gave us the address, pointed the direction, and we started that way. Pat Livey, Kitten Smith, and myself. He called after us, "Have a good time, boys, and stay out of trouble." Which was exactly what Sergeant Zim had said to us as we climbed into the shuttle. But we didn't go there. Pat Livey had lived in Seattle when he was a small boy and wanted to take a look at his old hometown. He had money and offered to pay our shuttle fares if we would go with him. I didn't mind, and it was all right. Shuttles ran every 20 minutes, and our passes were not restricted to Vancouver. Smith decided to go along, too.